Hare Krishna. Continuing reading from My Glorious Master, Mansuro, June 1968. Entering the Sacrificial Arena. 1 hour before the initiation ceremony, I was tying a dhoti around my waist for the first time. My fear that it would fall off did not stop my self-conscious walk across the temple room through the loud kirtan of madanga and kartals, to offer my obeisances to Prabhupada, who sat on the floor before an earth mound decorated with colored zigzag designs. The wood for a fire, a pot of ghee, and a ladle sat by his side. Brahmananda tied the reddish wood neck beads around our necks, and devotees read from Shastra in English or Sanskrit from the four corners of the sacrificial arena. A dog's good quality. Prabhupada lectured on the meaning of our neck beads, which he likened to the color signifying us as Krishna's dogs. A dog, Prabhupada said, has one good quality. He is loyal to his master. My comment. Prabhupada generally did not praise dogs, but he found their quality of loyalty ideal. The temples of Vrindavan. Prabhupada then spoke about Vrindavan. I had already heard of Vrindavan from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said that the temples in Vrindavan that had been started by the Goswamis were now in the hands of rascals who did not maintain them properly. He said, we should get them back and care for them. My comment. Prabhupada, as a long-time resident of Vrindavan, had seen the poor standard of temple maintenance and had even witnessed temple caretakers selling the deity's property. His instruction was to right the wrong of these improprieties. An early request for relief from management. I am an old man, Prabhupada said, and I can leave at any moment. You young men, please take responsibility to manage this Krishna consciousness movement and push it throughout the world. My comment. As early as 1968, Prabhupada wanted relief from the management responsibilities of ISKCON. He wanted his disciples to take up that burden. The assurance that ISKCON would continue, even in those early days, was dependent on the sincerity and cooperation amongst Prabhupada's disciples to properly manage his mission. Becoming a Vishnu Jana. The lecture was over and Prabhupada chanted on our beads before the fire, before the Vaishnavas, and before our eyes. When he finished chanting on one devotee's set of beads, he called that devotee forward and requested him to recite and promise to follow the four rules. He then showed with his own hands how to chant on the beads, teaching us to hold the beads between our thumb and second finger, to chant one mantra per bead, and to avoid chanting on the head bead. He then handed us our beads and gave us our spiritual names. Your name is Vishnu Janadas, Prabhupada said to me as he handed me my beads. Prabhupada wore my beads around his neck as he chanted on them, and he held them in his hand before he placed them into my outstretched hands. When I received my beads from him, they were still warm from his touch. I retained the name Vishnu Jana for about an hour. A devotee then came to me with this message. Prabhupada said, there's already a Vishnu Jana. Your name is Buddhija. Three other brahmacharis were initiated along with me. Dial Nitaidas, Anantadas, and Nayana Abhiram Das. Guru Dakshin. Prabhupada performed the fire sacrifice, and when it was over, I noticed Nainabaram offered Prabhupada a delicately carved silver drinking glass. A devotee then explained to me that a new initiate was required to offer a gift of appreciation to his spiritual master as Guru Dakshin. It was the first time I had heard that information, and I was embarrassed because I had nothing to offer. I then thought of my $20 return bus fare and offered that money as dakshin at Prabhupada's lotus feet. Hearing the name. On an ensuing evening, the devotees gathered in Prabhupada's apartment for Bhagavad Gita class. At the end of the class, Prabhupada dropped a piece of fruit into his mouth and distributed a piece of the remaining fruit to each devotee. One by one, the devotees left, but I stayed behind, making it look as if I had not yet received my piece of fruit. Prabhupada looked at me questioningly. I said, "I'm not sure of my name." Bhurijan. With my heart pounding, I quickly offered my obeisances and left. My comment. I'd stayed behind because I wanted to hear my new name pronounced directly by my spiritual master. I received the impression, however, that Prabhupada did not think my sentiment necessary. Okay. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna.